improved literally across the board in all subject content areas.
Scott Davis is the assistant principal at Robert C. Byrd High School in Clarksburg and is in charge of curriculum. One of five high schools in Harrison County, Davis says Byrd's more than 800 students are performing well overall, according to the West test results he received over the summer. But they showed some trouble in 11th grade science.
Other than that, everything else went up and some significant gains between 9 and 10% in some areas. I mean, I didn't think there was any chance that we would have to worry about anything other than being either a transition school or being maybe even a success school.
Those transition and success designations Davis is referring to are part of the state's new accountability system, rolled out just last week. The state received a waiver in May, allowing it to move away from the requirements of the federal No Child Left Behind program and create its own system to calculate academic progress. The new system is based on measures that include whether students are meeting grade level expectations or how much a school has closed its achievement gaps between subgroups, just to name a few. The system then divides schools into five designations. They are success, transition, focus, support, or priority schools in descending order, and are given data from the State Department to clarify the rankings. Dr. James Ferris is the state superintendent of schools.
The data that we're getting now is a whole lot cleaner, and it's a whole lot more specific, which will give not only our teachers but our principals the opportunity to develop their resource base and make decisions based on where that is.
Robert C. Byrd was named one of 89 support schools in the state, which Ferris says makes the school eligible for additional funding should the county choose to allocate it.
Anything that would give us more access to things to better enhance our educational experience for our students, I'm all for it. We made academic gains in literally almost all, if not all, curricular areas across the board. And so if they're going to provide us with funds that are going to continue to help grow that, then I'm all for it. But I don't know if funding is going to help the participation rate.
That participation rate, not academics, is why Davis says his school was ranked so poorly and why he says they'll be focusing on student accountability to make up for it.
If you have student accountability and you have student ownership in your building, then one would think that your participation rate, and your attendance rate, and your dropout rate, your graduation rate, and all of those things in the accountability index are going to be better.
All of those examples, participation, attendance, graduation rates, they're all measurements for high schools under the state's new system. But Davis says that's nothing new. From the data he was provided by the State Department, he says how the school's progress is being assessed seems almost the same as it was under No Child Left Behind.
I think it's incredibly similar in the sense that we still had the participation rate as one of the factors. We still had all the subgroups such as special education, economically disadvantaged. So all of that stuff still happens, and they're still looking at the gap of those students compared to non-special education students. I think the accountability index formula, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, and I don't know if it's better or if it's worse, but I think it's very similar.
Ferris maintains the new system is an improvement. He says by breaking down the data, principals and teachers can more easily see the areas they need to improve upon, and it gives them more flexibility in how to get there.
No Child Left Behind, in my mind's eye, was about throwing out life preservers. This allows the State Department of Education and local educational agencies to have a lighthouse to guide them on how to get these students where they need to be.
Davis admits the new system is exactly that, new, and not all of the areas of change have been laid out for administrators and teachers just yet.
You know, what it's going to look like in the next 3 months, I think is still kind of to be determined, or at least to be seen by us. We're not real sure what it's going to look like for our school.
Ferris says the new accountability system won't transform student achievement overnight, but believes it will make a difference in time. Davis says he expects it to make a big change, but is still waiting to see how the new system at the state level will affect his school. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.